girlfriend, we are busy right now.
We are. It's a crazy time.
I feel like the last couple of times we've recorded episodes, we've both or one of us have been heading on a trip or out of town. And now here we are. I'm pretty sure when people listen to this one, you're out of town and I just got back into town. And it's all such fun stuff, but it makes mom life a little hard.
Yes, yes. This week, hopefully as you listen, I am on a Disney cruise all by myself with other travel agents, and Tab is manning the ship here at home.
And I'm sure he's doing an excellent job.
I'm sure he is too.
Off the air, we can discuss how I will help with some carpooling next week. If you'll help with some carpooling over the next couple of days, we can discuss.
Oh, for sure.
Tab, we've said this before on air. Tab and Andrew always get so annoyed because Eric and I like to discuss all of our to-dos in front of them quite frequently.
The logistics.
Because somebody has to be discussing it.
Yeah, we're always talking logistics. And Tab thinks that's the most boring topic in all the land.
But miraculously, his children and my children keep showing up everywhere on time because Andrew gets annoyed by it too. He's like, it's a Friday. And I'm like, yeah, but also like tomorrow is a cheer, you know, booster, raise money thing. And somebody's going to get these girls there while we also have sports. It's just, there's so many things.
Yes.
I know. So we won't bore you listeners.
Yeah. We're always thinking about it though.
Hey, I have a new show and I just finished season one and I desperately hope they come out with the season two because I really liked it. It's on Netflix. It's The Diplomat.
With Carrie Russell?
Yes. Did you watch it?
No, but I have a girl crush on Carrie Russell. She's so cute. She can wear her hair long or short or curly or straight or wavy or beachy or... I don't think I've seen like the trailer of the show, but just when I pulled up Netflix, her picture with The Diplomat was on the screen.
Okay, you've got to watch it. So Night Agent, I watched the first like three episodes. Was it called Night Agent? I can't remember. I didn't like that one. I moved past that. I moved off
of
that.
You mean after you told us to watch it, you changed your mind?
I changed my mind. The Diplomat though, I really like. Okay, so you know The Holiday, you know Rose, the British Kate Winslet's character.
Yeah,
not Rose, Iris. Iris, Kate Winslet's character, she's in love with a coworker, you know, the coworker, and he ends up kind of being the bad guy in The Holiday, you know, as bad guys go.
Yeah.
Right. Cause he's like strings her along and she finally gets up the, you know, the courage to like tell him off. He's Carrie Russell's husband in The Diplomat, but he has an American accent. And I love him so much that now when I watch The Holiday, I'm going to be like a huge fan. He's so adorable. He's charming and cute. And he has an American accent. He really is a British actor. But Jasper is who he plays on The Holiday. And I like Carrie Russell a lot, but I actually like love him more. And then the other supporting characters are so good. So huge fan. Finished season one. Really liked it. I would like to talk about something else that really quickly too. You were waving your hands as you talked a minute ago. And Erica, there's a Band-Aid on every finger. What is happening?
We've already talked about this. It's my eczema.
But I feel like typically I don't see Band-Aids on every finger.
No, they're on four. There's a really sweet blog reader named Sarah who is helping me get the situation under control. So shout out to Sarah. We're going to get it handled soon, hopefully.
Wait, put your fingers up, please.
Four. One, two, three, four.
Oh, Band-Aid. My God. Goodness. Is it getting better?
Well, here's the thing. I really should just move to a Caribbean island because in the sun, it goes away and it's all good. But then I come back to North Texas and it's back. Sarah told me, which I thought was super interesting, there's something in LaCroix that she said after she turned 40, which maybe I'm starting a little bit early, but she said... there's something in LaCroix that makes her eczema like come out after she has one. And I mean, I probably just have like one a day, but I'm hoping that's what it is. So I'm going to say no to LaCroix and see if that helps.
So is it like specific to that brand? I mean, I'm on my third LaCroix today. Look right here. There's my can.
I can't remember the...
Or is it sparkling carbonated water?
No, she said LaCroix. So I think it's specific to the brand.
I'm going to read the ingredients right now on the air. Carbonated water.
Something with PAS. PAF? Something like that? Maybe I'm not saying the right. I think it was initials.
Gosh, like, my dogs are so annoying. Do you hear one of them?
I know,
is being
I can hear them.
Really?
I have workers
annoying.
In my house, and you can't even hear the workers, but you can hear Shay's dogs.
I know. They're mad at each other. Two of my dogs are mad at each other. I put one in timeout earlier, and now she's out of timeout, and like they're still mad at each other. They were fighting over food. So excuse the dogs in the background.
Okay, wait, let's go back to TV shows because the kids and I were talking the other day about TV shows, and one of them asked a good question. I think it was Bowen. He said, you could be in any TV show. What TV show would you choose to be in?
Wow.
I thought it was a fun question.
What a good, mature, great question to ask. It probably is your 10-year-old son because he thinks like that. Okay, let me think. Any TV show. So am I the actor that gets to be a part of it, or am I living this show?
Well, you're in it. So you're like another character on the show.
Oh, I'm not a... Okay, so I'm not going to say I'm Rachel.
Yeah, you're
on
not
going
to say...
I'm just like Shay,
no,
I get to be on
You're
going to
be Shay, but you're going to be on some show.
Do you have an answer while I think? Did you think of one?
Well, when he said it, I was thinking Parenthood because I love that show. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, wait, I feel like every single one of the adult children has some sort of sad, terrible storyline. So then I like retracted that statement and was like, maybe Gilmore Girls. I'd like to be on that show. Stars Hollow.
Oh, I like that answer. That's a good answer.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking Friends?
No, I want to work at Dunder Mifflin. I see a man behind you. What's happening?
It really scared me. Tav just got home.
Oh, I thought it looked like Tav's arm, but there's a whole lot happening right now at Erica's house. I'm going to work at Dunder Mifflin. That's what I want to do. I think it would be fun.
Okay.
Yes.
That would be so funny.
That's what I think.
Imagine yourself on the set of that show.
Okay, wait. I have a Bowen story.
Oh, no. Bowen's crazy. There's no telling where you're going with this.
Okay, an adult that we both know and love, and we have a very close relationship with her. I'm going to mouth her name, but I'm not going to say it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This woman that I love so much. So I saw her earlier this week, and she was like, oh my gosh, that Bowen Slaughter. I just saw him. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I love Bowen. And she said that, he said, you know, let's call her Sarah. Miss Sarah, did you just get Botox? She goes, it made my day. She goes, I've never had Botox before in my whole life. And she's in her 50s. She's like, I've never had Botox in my whole life. And she goes, I said, no, Bowen, but where exactly do I look really good? Tell me. She said he pointed to places and was like, you look really good there. And she said the rest of the day, she goes, I kept thinking like, I look like I've had Botox. She was like, it totally made my day.
Did she say if she's trying like a new eye cream or a new facial moisturizer?
Listen, I don't know why I'm not saying her name, because please talk about me like this when I'm in my 50s. She is flawless. Her hair always looks amazing. Her makeup always looks amazing. She has the best style. She's so gorgeous. I just think it's her natural like aura. Like you would never in a million years guess she was in her 50s, period.
No, I never would have. I know that. And if you asked me right now, I would still say, oh, is she 40 yet?
Yes, I'm telling you. Well, she looked that good that your 10-year-old, very observant child, asked her if she just had it. And she said it made her day. She also said that she went home and looked in the mirror, told her husband. Yes. And she told me. She was still talking to people about it. She was like, look at me. I look like I had Botox.
That is hilarious.
It made me laugh too.
It's probably also a questionable mom move that my kid knows what that is, right?
Well, I've never said this story on air before, but one time when I took Ashby for a well visit when she was like 3 or 4, she was very little. I took her just for her annual well visit, and she had to get some shots, like her, you know, vaccinations. And she asked the nurse that brought the shots in if they were going to give her shots in her forehead. Because she had watched her mom get Botox so frequently, she assumed they were going to give her shots in her forehead too.
That is funny. Bowen one time had a friend, like one of my friends, Bowen's friend, whatever, you guys understand that. Anyway, and they were doing something. The mom was busy, so I was watching him after school, and I had a Botox appointment. And so Bowen and his friend came, and I just remember their faces as they were sitting in the chair watching me get shots in my face. Like, oh my gosh. And then my friend was like, oh, he came home talking all about it, how Miss Erica had to get shots in her face. Anyway.
You know what? If you missed the episode from season two, we spent a whole hour breaking down Botox. Like, that's the name of the episode, Breaking Down Botox. We'll put it in the show notes in case you want to catch even more of our Botox talk. Today, you sent me a text and you said, Shay, let's bring to the table like our three favorite summer movies.
Yes.
Erica,
I thought it was a good time to talk about it.
Who did you think you were texting though? First of all, I only watch movies by season. In my head, every single movie is filed away. I don't have three movies. I have like three or four different categories. I have subcategories. My little brain just started so fast.
Okay. So what are your typical summer movies that you watch every May?
I mean, I watch these all the time and I would only watch them now. I would never watch these movies in November. No way. These are not November movies.
Do you watch them all summer long?
Yes, because you know how I am. I like to rewatch the same movies all the time.
Yes, I don't understand it, but yes.
I do. I like to watch them. So for just me, category number one would be just movies I watch. So I watch these while I'm maybe working. It's on in the background. If I'm having lunch by myself or folding laundry. Summer movies, Something's Gotta Give. It's such a summer movie. Okay, I love that one. Mamma Mia. I love Mamma Mia. My Kensington and Ashby are not enamored with Mamma Mia. I am very much, but I love Meryl Streep. I love ABBA music. So I watch this one by myself. Under the Tuscan Sun. I love that one. I watch it by myself. I love that one. And Eat, Pray, Love. Look, I had four movies under category one. I love Eat, Pray, Love too. And it feels so summery. Oh my gosh. Javier Bardem or Bardem. Oh my goodness. Erica, you should watch it just for him.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie. So out of the other four movies you mentioned, only one of them is that a movie that Erica likes.
Which one?
Do you want to take a guess?
I'm going to go with Under the Tuscan Sun. Mamma Mia.
Something's Gotta Give. Okay. Definitely not Mamma Mia.
They're all so summery. I love them all. They put me in a good mood. They make me want to go outside.
What are your other categories?
Okay. So these would be like family. Like everybody, all six of us like to watch these. And these feel like summer movies. Okay.
Okay. Maybe that's where I am in my category.
Okay. Go ahead. Captain Ron. There is one scene that she just spit her coffee out on her computer.
No, it's because when Shay is saying it, she's saying it like, well, of course, Captain Ron. Like, who, when you're thinking of summer movies in a family dynamic, are you thinking Captain Ron? Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Everyone should be. There's one little part we have to always skip over. But Captain Ron, Kurt Russell, Martin Short, absolutely amazing. Love Captain Ron. Jaws is another one.
That's on my list as an honorable mention. It's not the top three, not the top five. But go ahead.
Love Jaws. And then Maverick. We're very into the Top Gun Maverick movie. And I think it just feels like summery. Like we can watch it outside, you know, by the pool on patio. We love Maverick as a family. I have one more category for you.
Okay.
These would be like movies me and my girls watch. So Smith and Andrew are not interested, but me and my girls, we like these. 6 Days, Seven Nights with Harrison Ford and Anne Heche. So cute.
Never seen that.
Oh, you should drop that one down.
7 Nights.
Yes.
If you want to be like Under the Tuscan Sun, I'll pass.
No. It's Harrison Ford. Listen, guys, we recorded a whole podcast episode a couple of weeks ago that we had technical difficulties. You'll never hear it. But we went on and on about Harrison Ford first.
We did. We talked about him for a solid 3 minutes.
We did.
So, how did we never mention this movie and that Harrison Ford?
I don't know. 6 Days, Seven Nights. Super summary. Oh, Ross from Friends is in it. David Schwimmer is also in it. Super cute. Ticket to Paradise. I repeatedly talk about that movie, but that's very summery.
Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
Yes.
Okay.
My Father the Hero. I think that one is so cute. Kensington, Ashby, Maidley. We all like to watch My Father the Hero with Gerard Depardieu. And then finally, I'm sorry, this one should have been in the other category. This is a family movie. Very family friendly. Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay, we have different ideas of the perfect summer movie.
I can guess yours. I bet I can guess a couple of like, you're going to say like A League of Their Own.
No.
Or I feel like you're going to say some sort of like sports summer movie. You have one in this. I know you have one. Okay, tell me what is it?
Okay, I said Now, I don't have this broken into subcategories. This is just Erica wrote a list of her favorite movie, summer movies. Grease.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Yes.
Dirty Dancing.
I don't think my kids have ever watched Dirty Dancing. It would be summery, though.
Mine haven't either, I don't think.
Yes.
This is Erica's list.
Okay, yes, Erica's list. That is very summery. They're in upstate New York. I like it. Yes. So far, I'm 2 for 2. I love.
Okay, this is an oldie, but a really goodie. Stand By Me.
Okay. It is a very summer movie. It's heavy. Yes. I mean, it's so good. River Phoenix. It's so good.
Yes.
It is. I wonder, though, I think Grease is older than that one, right?
I feel like the answer is no, but maybe that's just because I was allowed to watch Stand By Me a lot earlier than I watched Grease. I think my kids have seen that. I think we watched it like last summer.
It's good. It's one of those like cult classics, stick with you forever. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so far, I'm feeling your choices. Okay.
Okay. The original Parent Trap.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that a good movie?
Except the second Parent Trap, Nancy Meyers did. And you know how I feel about Nancy Meyers. So I would probably say the second Parent Trap.
Oh, you mean with Lindsay Lohan? Okay. When I was younger, the Disney Channel did this like week of Parent Trap. And they played like Parent Trap 1 and there's a Parent Trap 2. And then there's even a Parent Trap 3 where there are triplets. Do you remember that weird time in Saved by the Bell when like Kelly and Jesse were off?
Yes,
and it was
yes.
that brown haired
yes.
girl.
Tori.
Okay. Yes, Tori. She was a triplet. I don't know if she is in real life or surely she is. I don't know. Or they just did it for the movie. But in Parent Trap 3, Tori was a triplet. And that was like the storyline.
What is the parental situation? When there's three
I'm trying
kids.
To think of how Haley Mills or...
Because in the original one, like one daughter is with the mom and one daughter's with the dad. Now we have three kids. Who's the third adult in this?
I don't even remember the premise of the movie. I just know that I had it recorded on VHS and I watched it over and over and over again. And then there was also like a Parent Trap, like summer vacation. You know how Saved by the Bell, they went to like Hawaii.
Yes.
There was even something like that. And they were also good. So it makes me think of summer. Definitely.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I also had Jaws and then the sports movie, The Sandlot.
Oh, yes. Okay. I knew there would be a
perfect
sports movie
for summer,
in there.
Right?
It is. And I also, I think you could do some baseball movies, like A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
A Fever Pitch, if you were going to go into a few like baseball kind of movies. I'm not a big fan of Field of Dreams. But I'm a fan
of Kevin Costner.
Yeah. In another episode that we recorded that never made it to the air. It was the same episode.
We should add,
it
was the exact same episode. Yes. Because we went down a rabbit hole of Yellowstone, Kevin Costner, and then we were talking about 1923, and that led us to Harrison Ford. It didn't make the cutting floor, or however you say that.
Cutting. What's that? It made the cutting room floor. The whole thing fell on the floor.
The entire thing. So we can't recreate that exact chat, but.
Listen, if we spent 3 minutes on our love for Harrison Ford, we spent a solid 8 on our love for Kevin Costner.
We listed all of our favorite Kevin Costner movies. I mean, we took a deep dive.
We went like full in on Kevin Costner. But here's the deal, guys. Maybe you're not going to hear this episode either. So there's a really good chance. There's a really good chance.
True. We're not to the end yet. Anything could happen.
I like the summer movies. I'm like so giddy about this time of year. I love May. School is just like days away from being out. It's warm. I have my shorts on right now. I'm so like into this time of year.
I just need school to be out. I think like this is so blah, blah, blah. Like there's so much going on, so much to remember, all that. Throw in, I happen to be sailing on a ship this week, which doesn't make it any easier. But as soon as school's out, I'm here for it.
So Erica is doing some amazing Disney Cruise Line like training. So she did it for Walt Disney World several years ago. And this time it's for Disney Cruise Line. So she's on a ship doing the training. If I had to, I'm really being honest with you. If I were given 4 or 5 days as a mom to go somewhere by myself, and I know you're doing training, you're going to work. I totally understand that. But then in your downtime, you are on your own or whatever. But That would be where I'd want to go. More than like Hawaii. I want to be on a cruise ship in my own little cozy cabin with a buffet. I'm so happy for you.
I am excited. I will say, I think in 2019 is when I went to Disney World and did this like extra training. And I remember talking to my kids about it because I don't know anybody else.
Yeah.
Like I know our Disney rep and she'll be there, but she's also hosting the training. So it's not like she's going to, you know, go hang out at the beach with me or whatever. So I remember the kids and I talking about it, like making friends and how you got to put yourself mm-hmm. out there and whatever. And it turned out to be great. There were three women that I became really good friends with on the trip. We hung out, we still text to this day. But same thing. I was just on a Zoom call as we're right before we recorded this. And I'm like, oh my goodness, here we go again. Cause you're all just looking at each other, you know, anyway,
yeah.
It can be awkward. It's like, you know, the first day of middle school all over again, but I'm excited. It's going to be fun. And I'm sure I'll come back with lots of funny stories for you.
I cannot wait to hear them. And we will record an episode probably, you know, the day you get back. It's going to be time to record another episode.
Yeah, for real.
And I'm going to want to hear all about the ship. And I want to hear about people that you meet and new friends and the food and the port. I want to hear everything. Like,
yeah,
I'll be ready to share every detail. Yes. I hear thunder, which is going to make after school pickup a nightmare. Do you hear it? It's thundering so loud.
It's raining here.
I know. So can we do our random listener question so I can get in my car since I can't walk to school now?
Yes. Let's get right to it. I have the first question.
Okay.
What are the first three books you would recommend someone reads?
Okay. This is hard. Okay. We're going to take like the Bible out of it. Right now, I'm just at the top of my head. Right now, I think I would tell people to read... Why can't I think of a single book? I would tell people to read like The Tattooist of Auschwitz. I mean, heavy, but like so good. I thought it was amazing. Everyone should read that. Maybe everybody should read Daisy Jones and the Six because it's...
That was going to be on my list.
Oh, yeah, because it's like lighter, but it's also kind of heavy. It's not like total like chick lit.
Right.
And I'm going to throw an Ellen Hildebrand book in there because I love her. I'm going to say read The Identicals. I love that one. It's probably my favorite Ellen Hildebrand book. So none of them are life changing, but they're all a little different. Okay, so which ones would you say?
I would add what's that book called? The Castle in the Water.
Oh, yeah. That one's so good.
It was so good, right?
Yeah.
That one is, I don't know who wrote it, but I would recommend that one. And then I'm going to say Sally Hepworth's last book, The Soulmate.
Oh, yes.
It was really good.
So good. Yeah, I think that's really good. The Dry is good. I think we both, Jane Harper, we both read The Dry several years ago. One.
It looks like it has wheat on the front.
It does, but don't judge a book by its cover. Don't. It's okay. So, it's suspenseful. It's like a murder.
Oh, yes. I never saw that coming.
I didn't either.
Like, the title also, it's a drought. It's dry. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. No. It's a murder. It's a suspenseful one. I mean, I read it years ago, but I still remember it. Dear Edward is another one that is so good that stuck with me. It's about a sole survivor of a plane crash. It's fiction based loosely on a true event. So very good books. Okay. And our second random listener question, what is the last thing you Googled and who was the last person you stalked on Instagram? I'm opening my Google to see what did I Google.
Yeah, let me see what I Googled. I will be honest. I hope nobody that I'm on this Disney cruise with is listening or ever listens to this podcast because there were names that popped up. So then I started stalking people on Instagram to see like, let's see more about that person.
Yeah,
let's
that's see good
more
though.
About that person. Yeah.
You want to know like who you're talking to and have a little perspective.
Yeah.
I guarantee they were looking you up on Instagram too. Mine is pretty lame. I was writing my blog post for our recap on Turks and Caicos, and I was just confirming the name of a restaurant. It was at Grace's Cottage. That was the last thing I Googled. I just wanted to make sure I typed it correctly. Wah, wah. I'm so boring.
Wah, wah, wah.
I wasn't stalking anybody. And
yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's too bad. Okay. Well, I hope you're having a great time. I miss you dearly right now where you're gone. I cannot wait to hear all the details when you get back.
Yes, I'll be happy to share them with everyone.
And now I feel like I must hustle off to my car to get in the long, crazy line because it's lightning and raining to pick up my kids from school.
Sounds like a great day.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Bye. The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's executive produced by John Reinhart at Free Dreams Studio, and our associate producer is Jane Lemoyne.
We love emails. Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com. I just want to celebrate.